Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Late in the fourth quarter, he's been great on this drive.
Fachwein's under four. End zone wide open. Odunze for the Bears touchdown. And Chicago not finished yet. Longest run of Caleb Williams' career, 29 yards, sets up the touchdown pass. And the first touchdown for the Bears since midway through the first quarter.
We're back with more of the Scores postgame show, presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing, number one in premium decking. Order free samples at TimberTech.com and by Turo Tire, Chicago's hometown tire. Find a dealer at Turo.com on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Always live with the free Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
Oh, yes, indeed. Welcome back to the Football Postgame Show presented by Timber Tech Decking and Railing and Turo Tire. We've got Olin Kreutz, we've got Big Cat Williams, and we've got Ben Johnson. So we're going to listen to what the coach had to say in the news conference after, I'm sure he did the good, better, best thing again because they did win. Let's listen to how Ben Johnson prepared for the media.
I think the only guy that we had that did not make it into the end was Hippolyte. He had a knee. So, I told the guys in the locker room a minute ago, it really feels like I'm on repeat here. These guys are finding a way to fight until the end and win these games. And so, once again, not our prettiest game. We had a number of things go on and drops on offense and just we weren't playing consistent or efficient football on that side. And then defensively, we had a couple explosives. They doubled up on us at halftime there with the field goal before the half and then the touchdown out at halftime. And, it's easy to feel the momentum swing in their favor. And yet our guys didn't waver. They stayed consistent with it and fought until the end. Give their guys a lot of credit. That's a really good defensive front. I thought they came out and competed and made it really challenging for us on offense. And I think this quarterback that they have is going to be a really good player for a long time as well. So, credit to our guys for fighting through there at the end and coming away with one. So go ahead and open it up from there.
And the drops offensively, did you see consistent problems as far as causing that?
No, if it had been popping up in the course of practice or something like that, I'd be more concerned. But as of right now, I think it's an anomaly and something that, we'll certainly talk about and address. But I don't think that's really who we are.
When you guys signed CJ, there's a lot of question marks and uncertainty about how that's going to go. And to have him come out and just be a total playmaker the first 2 weeks, what do you think that has done for you guys and for him in that locker room?
Well, I would say this. I gave him one of the game balls, and he kind of alluded to it. You get football taken away from you, which he felt like last couple months. That's his story, and now he's here with a bunch of guys rooting for him, and he's grateful for the opportunity. And so it gives you just a greater sense of appreciation. And so he's always been a phenomenal football player. I think he's found a good home here in Chicago. our guys are gravitating towards his swagger, his playmaking ability. I think he's quickly becoming one of us. So certainly not surprised by his performance. I've seen it for a long time now.
How impressed the way that Caleb made plays with his feet in the fourth quarter, especially?
Yeah, I mean, I tell you, he looks like a Houdini back there in the backfield, because, like I said, that's a really good pass rushing front that they've given a lot of teams fits. I think Burns is leading the NFL in sacks, and so there are times where he's trying to escape and making some things happen. He had a couple throws down the field, but like you said, over 50 yards again rushing for the second week in a row. And I thought in the fourth quarter there, we really needed that as a shot in the arm to end up winning that ball game. So credit to him.
Ben, how do you weigh the strong finish versus putting yourself in that position in the first place?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's I feel like that's happened a few times for us now. And, you know, the good news about it is our guys are starting to, I shouldn't say starting to, they have this belief that we're going to find a way, you know, in the fourth quarter, provided it's somewhat close, we're going to find a way to come out on top of this thing. And it's week in and week out, they're proving that. Now, we'd like to take it to the next step as a football team to where we're up by a score or two in the fourth quarter early on, and we can shut the teams out that way. But that's hopefully next week. You know, we'll take them as they come. But once again, we found a way to win, and that's the most important thing.
You talked about wanting to be at your best by December, and you said the last couple of games, you know, this hasn't been your best performance. But to be 6-3 despite that, to have that much headway in the standings, what do you think that gives you as far as an opportunity as you're trying to fix things?
Yeah, well, I mean, I see improvement. I can tell you just offensively, this was, we talk about playing clean football. I know we made a number of mistakes, and the drops certainly popped up, but 3-for-4 in the red zone. We only had 3 penalties as a team here this week. Those are two areas that have really plagued us. Our red zone defense was, we held them 1-for-4, you know, and so, yeah, I do see us still getting better each and every week, even though it might not look that way when you're necessarily watching the game. There's growth. There's growth each and every week right now. So you're right. We got to continue to get better. We got some really good opponents coming up here, and we will be playing our best football in December.
It seems in those moments of improvisation that Caleb seems to be at his strongest. How do you balance allowing him to have that room to improvise, but also staying within the system that you
expect? Yeah, and so that's the more time we spend together. We watch the tape, and we go over every play in practice, every play in the game, and he and I are seeing it exactly the same. And so he knows when he should step up and try to just dump the ball down to a check down right away. I thought he did that a couple times here today, and then other times where – you know, the rush is on him pretty quick, and he's got to do something special. And so that's the unique thing about his skill set, is he's got that ability. As a play caller, it certainly helps me out, because I don't feel like I need to be perfect with these play calls. Like, he's gonna make these things right. And so that's the balance, that's the trust that we have as a quarterback and a play caller.
Ben, do you have a package of play calls for those kind of do it die drives? And do you also notice that Caleb's intensity levels up in those situations?
I don't notice anything different about him. I think he's been locked in probably. This week in particular was probably his best week of preparation, just as a whole, you know, from start to finish. And so I feel like he was locked in from the moment I saw him this morning up until that last drive. And so I think he's doing a good job with all that. But yeah, I mean, there are certain plays that we have for certain situations, but more often than not, I'm thinking players instead of those particular plays. Who can we get this ball to that's going to come through for us?
Was there a more concerted effort to get Rome the ball today?
We always have a concerted effort to get Rome the ball, to get DJ the ball, to get Luther the ball, to get OZ. It's all these guys. They all have plays, and so, yeah, each and every week, Colston, Cole, all these guys, they deserve a chance to have the ball in their hands.
You guys' defense will have bigger challenges than this coming ahead. How do you see the defense getting better?
Every week changes. You know, I do think, you know, CJ's presence, he's going to continue to get better within this scheme. You know, hopefully we'll get TJ back at some point. Up front, you know, I think I got to take a look at how Book did today. But I, like I said, Sweat's really been coming on since the bye week. I can feel his presence out there. And then maybe we'll get some reinforcements in the back end at some point as well. So I think we're going to be just fine. Each week's its own story. I keep saying that. So just because we play well one week doesn't mean it carries over. Just because we play poorly one week doesn't mean that carries over either. So end of the day, we just need to continue to find ways to win.
Does CJ kind of bring that kind of emotional intensity that Kyler did, or do you have a number of guys in the defense that does that?
Shoot, I haven't been around Kyler a whole lot yet. You know, he's been dinged up, and so I can't speak to that. But no, I love what CJ brings to the table right now. You feel him out there. He's a football player. He loves to be competing, and he finds himself around the ball quite a bit. And so I think we all appreciate that.
What do you think of DJ playing through the injury, and how bad is that?
Unknown yet, but he's doing he'll do everything he can. I think we got a bunch of selfless guys on offense right now that, like I said, they're going to do whatever they can to be out on the field for their buddies.
All right, that is Ben Johnson, the head coach of the Chicago Bears. A lot of answers there. Chauncey Gardner-Johnson did get a game ball, we know that. We'll see the tape relatively soon. He called the drops. I thought it was an interesting answer that it didn't happen in practice. It wasn't like that has been an issue. And he called it an anomaly, which, of course, is sort of an oddity or a deviation from the norm. Okay, that's good to know. It's good that that's going to be cleaned up. It was a very cold day, and it's the first time they played kind of winter ball. Maybe that's what made the difference. Who knows? Interesting stuff. Had great comments on Caleb Williams, I thought. Did anything stand out to you guys about what he said? Did you like hearing his response?
For me, it was when he talked about Williams being locked in all week.
Yes.
You know, he said he was locked in all week. He was locked in when he got there this morning. He was locked in through the entire game. So has he not been locked in all week the past few weeks? Or, you know, has he just been able to take it to another level? That's just what I want to know.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was interesting hearing him talk about this is just a team that finds ways to win, right? It's just finding ways to win football games. It's not their best game. And good teams have to win when they're playing bad. Now, you don't have to win like that every time, right? Chicago Bears, just so you know, you don't have to play bad every time for 2 to 3 quarters and then find a way to win the football game. I thought he talked about the defense was bad, but did hold up in the red zone. One play I can think about is the 4th-and-1 when Brisker pulled the ball out of Billinger's hands on that pass to the end zone there. From Dart. So it's just this team is finding ways to win football games. He is trying to explain how they're winning football games. I think we're all trying to explain that when you're watching this right now. It's just a team that I think, to use his words, is gritty, and they have belief on the sideline right now that they will find ways to win games. And Cap, me and you played on that 2001 team where it was like that for a while. It was kind of like, well, how do we win that game? I really don't know how. We just kind of hung in. Right. And it was the back-to-back Mike Brown interceptions to win games late, you know, one in overtime, one at the end of the game. I remember the Browns head coach took his headset off, was packed up, he's ready to go home. And we hit a Hail Mary, and then Mike Brown ended the game in overtime again. So there are teams like that, and maybe this team is building that identity.
I liked hearing him say that when he watches the tape with them and they're watching everything, that he and Caleb are looking at it, or they're seeing it exactly the same way, because that was one of his goals when he came here, was to make sure that the play caller and the quarterback were on the same page. And he said there's balance and trust there between them in those roles. It was also fun because they said that on the game, I think Greg Olson said on the game, and they're talking to the coach before they do the broadcast, that Caleb Williams and Ben Johnson were kind of, like, Caleb's skill set is different than what Ben Johnson is used to working with, so that he could run and get himself out of bad situations, which obviously Jared Goff wasn't able to do that sort of thing. So it's interesting that he said that he didn't have to be perfect as a play caller because Caleb can bail him out on plays like that. I thought that was just interesting.
That is extremely interesting, right? And when you talk about, okay, what plays do I call here? He calls there, right? He wouldn't call, Cat, a boot at the end of the game for Jared Goff, right? He wouldn't put Jared Goff out on the edge. Right. He wouldn't do that. And, okay, I'm going to call this play here. Maybe I don't trust Theo Benedict there with that DN, Brian Burns or Thibodeau, but I do trust my quarterback getting out of trouble there and then making me right on a few of those throws. And to be honest, in the middle of the game, from the second quarter through most of the third, it didn't look like they were on the same page, right? And you want to ask them, okay, when you guys are on the same page when you're watching film, are you asking Caleb questions first or just telling him what you see? And he's saying, yeah, I see that too. Yeah, of course you're on the same page. So anyway, just the interesting comments.
It's good stuff.
It's interesting to watch Caleb also because, like you said, he can make up for so many things with the throws that he can make while he's on the run. You know, he's sprinting towards the sidelines, and some of the throws that he makes across his body or back across the field that are just darts, you know, you're not used to seeing from a guy. So for him to be able to make those plays and, you know, be pretty consistent at being able to make those plays and see him down the field, you know, it has to give you something as an offensive coordinator to look at and like.
Let's get back to the phone lines, 312-644-6767. We've got Dave. He's in Darien. Hey, Dave.
Hey, guys. Just wanted to say, Olin, I really enjoyed watching your son play for my alma mater. So go
I appreciate
Illini.
It, man. Thank you. Yeah. ILL.
I. So I also wanted to say, Molly, I get your frustration, I know people have been hitting you for being negative. I think everybody felt that way during the second and third quarter. But I do want to address the fact that the defense, if we want to pick on them a little, it's examining just how many guys they've lost this year.
Right.
They're just decimated on the defensive side. They're signing guys off the street. So for that. You know, so for them to actually be hanging in there, and I would say on the offensive side, it was exactly what you guys have alluded to. It's, the drops were really difficult, and Caleb was a magician back there, not getting sacked. And that's, I think we need to also acknowledge that the Giants are not a terrible team. I think to call them awful, you know, or I'm not saying you guys did, but they've got, you know, with that pass rush and Dart is pretty solid, and losing Scadable was big, but they're not an awful football team. And I think the Bears just, they find a way every week. They're finding a way.
It's kind of what the coach said. He said, our guys didn't waver, and they don't waver. That's what he's saying. If the game is close, you're going to see them be effective in it. They're going to find a way, I believe was the exact quote. So that's good. Then, you know, keep them all close, I guess, and find a way against good teams too. That'd be great to see. But that was I didn't feel like the Giants with an 0-5 record on the road, 0-10 over 2 years, came in here as the biggest danger I've ever seen. They are beaten up, and they, you know, definitely the defensive line was better than it's been. And, the Bears just struggled on defense the whole game. I mean, they weren't really stopping that kid at all, and they were getting killed when he ran the ball. Man, that was way too easy.
Yeah, those quarterback runs were dangerous, man. They were dangerous, and they were wide open. But you take a risk when you run your quarterback a lot, right? You take a risk of getting him hurt, get him out of the game. And, you know, the only argument I would have for Dave when he says the Giants aren't terrible, I would say, what do you call 2-8? I don't really know what to call 2-8 right now. And the Giants, if you talk about injuries, I mean, Malik Nabers is out. Slayton, who was averaging 22 yards a catch in this game, he goes out, right? They're down to, I don't know who that receiver was in the end zone who punched the ball out of Nashawn Wright's hand. So I have to go and dive for my roster to see who they actually had in the game there as wide receivers, right? So just like we talked about going to this game, what I was hoping for, I'm glad they won and it was a great win, hoping for a clean, dominant performance so we can say, man, when they go play the Steelers, when they play the Eagles, when they play the Lions, when they play the Vikings on the road, say, okay, here we go, man. That team needs to show up to beat these good football teams.
I'd be honest with you, the only guy I would argue with you, Olin, is probably Howard Cross.
He still thinks the ball's job is safe, even after he lost that one.
They nearly won that one. All right, we'll be right back. I think we might be able to get a little bit of what Caleb Williams had to say. We'll definitely get back to your phone calls. You're listening to the Football Postgame Show presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Aturo Tire on the Scope.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Four. Third and seven. Wilson gets sacked by Gardner Johnson. Second of the day for CJ. And the second timeout taken by Chicago with 3:01 on the clock.
We're back with more of the Scores postgame show presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing, number one in premium decking. Order free samples at TimberTech.com and by Aturo Tire, Chicago's hometown tire. Find a dealer at Aturo.com on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Always live with the free Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
Welcome back to the Football Postgame Show presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Aturo Tire. We've got the great Olin Krutz. We've got the equally great James Big Cat Williams. I am Lowly Mully from The Morning Show. And it's time for the hit of the game, which is sponsored by Estwing Professional Tools, made in the USA for over 100 years, estwing.com. And I think we'll just give it to C.J. Gardner-Johnson because he made so many big plays in the game. We may as well call that sack the hit of the game. You could argue that the safety damaging the opposing quarterback was a big hit, but you don't want to kind of lower yourself to that sort of thing. That's life, and he wasn't trying to hurt him, and we don't celebrate any man's injury, but it did pave the way for success as the game continued.
At least not in public. We don't celebrate
no.
any guy's
no.
injury, right? He's not on the radio waves, but the fumble, right? I mean, they score a touchdown on Jackson Dart's run, right? I think it was a quarterback counter, nicely run play, 24-yard
yes.
touchdown.
Wow.
They go up 17-7, the Bears punt, and then the Giants get the ball back and are moving the ball again, man. And that fumble, I mean, they are moving the ball to get the ball into that end zone again, Cat, and that was a big hit by C.J. Gardner-Johnson.
Yeah, you might not hope for a player to get hurt, but you knew that the Bears really did not have an answer to their quarterback runs.
Yes.
They ran a couple different ones, and you know, just him being able to get to the edge, get to the end of the line of scrimmage, and then make a play from there, whether it be cutting it up the field or running wide, trying to get to the sideline before he cuts it up. I don't know what their answer was going to be for that, but you knew once they brought Wilson in because he was hurt, that aspect of the game was officially gone.
Cat, I do want to do something for our listeners, Molly. Cat, was Greg Olsen not wrong when he kept saying the right tackle has to kick out to the edge rush?
Was he wrong?
The Giants' right tackle they were pointing to the linebacker. They weren't pointing to C.J. Gardner-Johnson. That was
right.
The young quarterback's guy.
Right. Yes.
I love when a pass catching tight end says the right tackle just has to keep sliding out here. No,
right.
No, Greg, you're totally wrong.
Yes. His responsibility is to take the most dangerous of the two. And the inside guy is the most dangerous of the
yeah.
two.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he doesn't freelance and go pick up C.J. Gardner-Johnson, Greg. I know you do that.
Right.
And, you know, I've seen you on podcasts when you're yelling at your little league team we hear about nowadays. But no. Illuminor was fine where he was, and unless you want to give him three different responsibilities. I just wanted to clear that up, Molly, for our listeners who watched the game.
That's pretty good. That's a good one to clear up. All right. We should hear from Caleb Williams. He didn't have a ton to say, but let's take a listen to what he had to say in the post game. We'll get right back to your calls.
Caleb, it's been another week of you all coming behind and finishing for a win.
Yep.
What's been the method or the practice that has allowed you all to do this consistently?
I would say just the understanding of this is a National Football League, and we have a great offense, great defense, and great special teams and great coaches. And so the confidence in us and the confidence in the coaches in those moments is there. And I think that shows in those moments. Defense shutting people down in those moments towards the end of the game, not allowing them to go down and drive and, you know, kick a field goal or whatever. Well, they need to score at the end. And, you know, I think for offensively, you know, it shows the calmness. Obviously, it wasn't our best game on offense. And the calmness at the end of the game, the belief, the faith, the hope. And like I've spoke about before, living in the know. I think that's where we were, and we knew that it was going to be a full 60-minute game, and that's what it took.
On the winning touchdown run, what's the original intent of that play, and then take us to your decision?
Yeah, it was a naked keeper, once I booted around, I saw that Cole got taken by I think a corner, and then you know from there I didn't see a backer, and so I felt the grass to be able to just keep it and go, and obviously having Cole in front of me helped. And, you know, Cole made a great block for us and you know, just took it up the sideline and scored.
When you're down 10 and you take off down the sideline, and they get you down at the 2,
yep.
Like you're having a hard time kind of catching your breath there.
Yeah, that was a long run.
When you call and play at the line of scrimmage, what's going through your head? And knowing that kind of in a scramble situation in Baltimore, you had something similar, didn't go great.
Yeah, score, get the ball in the end zone. that was the only focus, only goal. It didn't matter how tired, how fresh, any of that. It was a score. Be able to get the defense back on the field and have them go stop, which they did, and then allow us to go back out there and have a game-winning drive.
When you're breathing heavily and tired and all of that, how do you calm yourself down?
A few deep breaths, and then from there, it's you kind of let the moment take over and understand where you are, and you focus and revert back onto your training and things like that.
Your ability to avoid pass rushers, especially in the backfield. I think Ben called you Houdini.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something you've always been able to do? How much is that as natural? Is it instincts? How do you describe your ability to do that?
I'd say some of it's instincts. I think some of it's lifting and training. I think the other part of it is visualizing those moments that the defender's leverage and things like that, and being able to take advantage of his leverage. And then other than that, it's just being smart in those moments. If it's time to throw the ball away or dirt it, anything like that, dirt it. If it's not, and I can make a play, go make a play for this team and, do whatever I need from there. But, I think it's those couple things that I do, throughout the week, throughout the year, visualizing those moments.
You talked about living in the no day and your confidence in these late game situations that you guys can get it done. What does it mean for you guys, and what does it do for you emotionally when you do come through, you do get these wins, and you have these winning moments?
I've said it a couple times now that it does build confidence that we can. It doesn't matter how the deficit we're at, it doesn't matter how much we're up, it doesn't matter what happened throughout the game, that we can come through as a team. And that's what we did today. But we would like to start figuring out as a team, putting up points, stopping them, and getting to the point where we're just kind of marching down the field, defense is stopping them. We're putting up a lot of points and winning these games a little bit earlier than we are these past couple games.
Caleb, how do you make sense of this offense? You struggle for 3.5 quarters.
Yep.
Turn it on at the end. How do you know kind of what's real and what's not?
Yeah, we know who we are. We know we're real. We know that some of the issues we had today were just may have been a drop here, may have been a drop there in certain moments, and it's those are frustrating moments. But it's something that those moments happen, and so you don't waver, you don't lose the confidence. You stay right where you are. You understand that those moments are going to happen. You keep trying to lead your guys. And then from there, when it hits, you just keep harping on that. Here we go. We had a few drops towards the end, and you don't put those guys down. You don't go over and like curse them out or anything like that. You encourage them that it's time to make a play. And I need y'all. I need y'all right here, right now. It's time to go win the game.
That's Caleb Williams. That's good stuff. I think anyone who watched that game was kind of living in the no. Different word.
Yeah, and it's just listening to him talk about the plays they make at the end of the game and how he visualizes that and how he planned for that. And it's the work, and it's the weight room work, right, that keeps him strong, keeps him healthy, helps him spin out of certain tackles and certain guys who rush him. And, talking about the few drops they had, I'd rather him talk about his ball placement. But that is the way Caleb talks on after games, no matter what, win or lose. Doesn't say much about what he needs to work on, talks about what other guys got to work on. So that's just something that maybe he'll work on also, Cap.
Yeah, I mean, Olin, he could have had a ton of touchdown passes in that game. There was one in the end zone that was that to DJ Moore? Olamide? Yeah, I mean, there was another one on the sideline. I'm just saying they had opportunity, especially early in that game, where, they end up scoring a touchdown, but you kind of felt like this could be one of these breakthrough type of games that we were talking about if they were able to complete some of those passes, which he seemed to throw pretty well, especially early.
Yeah, and I think you saw him throw some good passes and have them dropped. You also saw him throw the one to a Odunze in the end zone that was a little overthrown. If that ball's has a little more arc on it or is a little shorter, Odunze gets that in the end zone for a touchdown. But I think one of the things that I'm interested in right now is I've been on a lot of teams that when you're not able to win these close games and you start having the animosity, or not so much animosity, but the differences between the offense and the defense. You know, offense goes out there and puts a score on the board, and then the defense isn't able to stop them. Or the other way around, where the defense is able to get a stop and the offense isn't able to do anything as far as moving the ball or getting the ball into the end zone. So, you know, to have this team right now at 6-3 with the way they've played, I don't think you could ask for much more, like I said, with the way they played.
It's a great point. Let's squeeze in Kevin. Kevin's on the south side. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, this is Keith, not Kevin.
Oh, I'm sorry, Keith.
K-E-I-T-H.
I'm going to break that down. I apologize.
That's K-E-I-T-H on the south side.
Okay.
Okay. What I wanted to say is...
Keith. I'm Olin. That's Big Cat. O-L-I-N.
Okay. Hey, Big Cat, how you doing out there, man?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. What I want to say is, as Keith, K-E-I-T-H,
thanks,
is
Kevin.
That...
Mm-hmm.
is that if Ben Johnson is the thinking man's coach, then Caleb Williams is the thinking man's quarterback, because he used his brain, he used his legs, he used his arms, and a lot of inner thinking to help the Bears beat the Giants. And he also used Rome Odunze when he threw the ball to him in the end zone. Sure, the Bears may have been down and out when the Giants had them against the wall with Jackson Dart and his scrambling, and Russell Wilson trying to put up the Giants by 3 touchdowns. But Caleb Williams did some inner thinking, like I said, and he used his brain and he pulled it out for the Bears. And I hope he can do it against the Minnesota Vikings next Sunday.
Thank you, Keith. I apologize about misnaming you.
And as Keith knows, K-E-I-T-H, as he knows, man, I mean, when Russell Wilson was in the game, W-I-L-S-O-N, when he was in the game, man, it was over, right? Like, they couldn't move the ball. They couldn't complete a pass. And, you know, when Jackson Dart went out, it was just tough for the Giants. They had lost so many guys, Cat. But to his point, man, Caleb does make the plays right now the last 2 weeks and other games you can point to at the end of games where he is making guys miss in the pocket, getting on the run and throwing balls. Now, I don't want to say, like, we say a lot about NFL receivers, right? Like, you got to catch those if you play in the NFL. I don't want to say, Cat, that these balls are hitting them. Like, they're diving on the run out of bounds, right? Like, I don't even know if DJ, if he would have caught that, I don't know if he would have been in bounds. Right, his foot landed out of bounds anyway. So
right.
They're not easy catches, but there's catches that you do want to see them make.
Yeah.
I totally agree. I think anytime you're a quarterback talking about receiver drops, you really have to pay attention to your own game. You know what I mean? Are these, it might have been a drop, but like you said, in a locker room, you know, all the players in there are saying, if it touches your fingers, you should catch it when you're a receiver. You know, that's something that, you know, I heard the entire time I played, heard afterwards. But sometimes it's put the ball in a better place so I don't have to make this spectacular circus catch.
It would have been great if someone caught, like, a pass left-handed while falling over. Not for the Giants, but for the Bears. It would be wonderful.
The one Slayton caught today over Tyreek was amazing, man.
What was that?
That was an amazing catch.
That's your circus catch. I mean, what in the name of God are you doing, son? Give us a break. All right, we got to take a quick break. Speaking of breaks, and you're listening to the Football Postgame Show presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing at Turo Tire. We'll be right back on the score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So they call your number on the first play of the game.
Yeah, thanks, Dad. Oh, that was a good one.
We're back with more of the Scores postgame show, presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing, number one in premium decking. Order free samples at TimberTech.com and by Turo Tire, Chicago's hometown tire. Find a dealer at Turo.com on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Always live with the free Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
Welcome back. It's the football postgame show presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Turo Tire. And we've got Olin Krutz and Big Cat Williams, and I'm Mully from the morning show. And, guys, that was very funny. That's Roma Dunze when he was asked about the fact that they threw to him not only immediately, but he led them in that category as well, and he is the leading receiver on the season, for whatever that matters. 559 yards on 37 catches. It's interesting because technically by halftime we were at the midway point of the season. So now you're 6-3, 9 games into a 17 game season, and that feels good for the Bears. Obviously, there's a lot of football to be played and a lot of things that could go either way. Interesting that Caleb Williams right now has 178 of 293 completions for 2,136 yards. He's got a stated goal of being the first Bears quarterback to hit 1,000 yards. His completion percentage is only 60.8%, despite a stated goal of 70%. But he seems like he's improving, and hopefully you can get to that mark. The best thing is the 92.2 quarterback rating, which is reflective of having thrown 13 TDs now with just 4 interceptions. That's a pretty excellent TD to interception ratio.
You know, if the receivers don't have all those drops, he makes that. He makes that 70%. I'm just saying.
It's true. Today, for sure.
He has improved, right? And you do like watching Ben Johnson there. I call those plays for him, and it's just kind of interesting to watch them go through that. And Mully, you go through those numbers, and they're, I think now the Bears, if I'm not mistaken, they're plus 14 on the year, Cat. Turnover differential, that is huge.
Yeah, that's always big. Anytime the defense can get the ball back to the offense, and the offense can put points on the board, you know, and I think that's the key right there, is this offense is something we haven't seen in a while as far as being able to consistently sometimes consistently get down the field, put the ball into the end zone, put points on the board. And that's what we've been looking for, right? You've been looking for that guy to lead the offensive unit down the field and take control. He's still a young guy. He still has a lot to learn. He still has a lot to work through. But I think the combination that they have right now of him and Coach Johnson is working well. And, you know, further down the road, hopefully we'll see more and more and more benefits from the two of them working together.
All right, stay tuned, because the post-game will be next with Anthony Heron. Want to thank Tyler Buderbaugh for his great work, as always. Is Sean Sears there with you cutting tape? He usually is. Thank you, Sean.
Molly, that was a good move there, Molly. You don't call Ant Big Ant with big cats on here, because that's not really big. You know, we got to look at what big really looks like. I think Ant would agree. You would take the big out of Ant's name when big cats are up.
Big Cat, it's been an absolute privilege
awesome.
To share
Thanks,
the airwaves with you. Just fantastic stuff. Great insights. Really appreciate it. Olin, we will talk to you again tomorrow, and you will lift our lowly show into higher
finally.
Heights.
It's
finally,
so long,
we'll get better.
Man, you know?
We'll hand you whatever,
hit, Molly.
Whatever trophy we have, we will just present to you, sir. Tight, sir. All right. Thanks so much for listening. Load of fun today. Really appreciate it, everybody. You're listening to the Football Postgame Show, presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Aturo Tire.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.